Dr. Pinsky with a supplemental report on Deborah, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, Patton, P-A-T-O-N. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Patton as described in the reports above. These pertain to the current subject event of 3-14-09. Period. I had last seen this petitioner on 9-28-22, described in my report of 11-4-22. Period. New paragraph. Additional records show on 10-18-22. Ms. Patton was seen by Dr. Greaves, G-R-E-A-V-E-S, for lower back pain and weakness of the right lower extremity, period. Over the last week or so, she has been losing control of her bowels, period. She says she is not feeling when she has to go to the bathroom and had to clean herself up earlier today, period. It was noted she had undergone lumbar spinal cord stimulator trial on 6/30/21. Period. On 1/6/22, she accepted a transforaminal lumbar epidural injection on the right at L4-5 and L5-S1. Period. Exam found decreased range of motion and tenderness over the paraspinal musculature. Period. She was neurologically intact. Period. Dr. Greaves diagnosed pain of the right lower extremity, comma, history of lumbar fusion, comma, and lumbosacral neuritis. Period. She ordered an MRI of the lumbar spine. Period. She returned to Dr. Greaves to review the MRI results on 11/30/22. Period. It was noted that it showed mild disc bulging at L3-4 with mild spinal stenosis. That was unchanged from her previous MRI, so she has not had any significant changes in the last year. Period. Dr. Greaves also noted she previously had an EMG last year that showed L5 radiculopathy. Period. She's taking Percocet now, and we're taking a lower medication, comma, tramadol, comma, in the past. Period. To try to get her back to baseline, they were going to pursue additional injection therapy. Period. In paragraph 1/5/23, Dr. Greaves performed right S1 transtraminal epidural steroid injection. Period. Dr. Greaves followed her progress afterwards. Period. On 1/13/23, she complained of worsening pain. Period. She was to continue with methylprednisone dose pack, as well as acetaminophen-hydrocodone. Period. She was also to start tizanidine. Period. She returned on 1/25/23 and was feeling a lot better than she did a couple of weeks ago. Period. The steroids seemed to calm her pain down. Period. Her medications were continued. Period. She was kept at light duty and was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement. Period. The patient continues to need palliative care in the form of pain medication. Period. Lastly, on 2/22/23, Ms. Patton saw Dr. Greaves again. Period. She reported coming back down to her baseline. Period. She was begun again on tramadol, and they were trying to get her off Percocet. Period. She again remained at maximum medical improvement with light duty restrictions. Period. New paragraph, findings and conclusions. It remains evident that Deborah Patton alleges to have injured her lower back at work on 3/14/09. Period. She had extensive treatment, including surgical intervention. Period. She has received serial orders approving settlement. Period. On 9/13/21, her lumbar MRI showed postoperative and degenerative changes without significant interval change. Period. EMG on 12/10/21 was indicative of findings in the right lower lumbar sacral spire paraspinal muscles at L4-5 and L5-S1 that were suggestive of radicular pathology. Period. No needle EMG abnormalities were noted in the right leg musculature. Period. New paragraph. More recently, Ms. Patton returned to Dr. Greaves. Period. She was referred for a new MRI that did not show any substantive objective progression for the worse. Period. She accepted an epidural injection and various medications with improvement. Period. She was able to return to her baseline level of symptoms. Period. New paragraph. This latest information does not alter my previous opinions. Period. There is still 15% permanent partial total disability at the lumbar sacral spine. Period. This was for the orthopedic and neurologic residuals of degenerative disc disease, comma, herniated disc at L5-S1, treated with hemilaminotomy, comma, foraminotomy, comma, and discectomy, with subsequent surgeries including fusion, comma, stimulator implantation and removal, comma, and then re-implantation. Period. And that is the end.